Gabriel Quill stood up amid the tables and multicoloured lanterns that graced the orchard. He held a tankard of best October ale high and cried,
"Boy now, every beast, let's give a real red wool toast to our abbot."
Every creature stood, raising bowls, beakers, tankards, cups and flagons. The soft summer night echoed as the multitude called aloud in one voice,
"Abbot Bernard, Father of Redmoor Abbey, hurrah!"
Saxtus sat down with a groan, holding his middle.
"Oh, shouldn't be yelling like that on an overfull stomach."
Tarquin scoffed as he relieved Saxtus of his plate, emptying the forest trifle, strawberry flan, pear gatto and hazelnut cream junket into his own oversized wooden bowl. He grabbed a spoon and tucked in.
"What's the matter, Lady Buck? Little Tom too full, is it? Old Tarquin will show you how to navigate your way round a bowl of tucker. I say, any more of that summer cream pudding stuff left?"
Grub the Dibbon Mould replied as he nodded sleepily forward towards an overheaped plate of woodland summer cream pudding.
"Brr, bain't no more pudding, sir. I snuffled the last of it. Snurr."
Buxton and William Mole immediately left off eating huge portions of steaming Bernard bread and dug into either side of Grub's plate, eating furiously as the baby mole's sleepy head drooped nearer the pudding.
"Oh, save the child. Hurry up and scuff quick now, lest the henfant be drowned in yon pudding. Hur, hur!"
Tarquin joined them indignantly.
"I say, you chaps, chew each mouthful 20 times and leave this to me. Barely unthinkable, poor little blighter being drowned in a plate of pudding. Don't worry, young sire, help is at spoon. I'll save you."
Storm tried to stop spluttering Gabe Quill's giggly buttercup and honey cordial across the table. She shook with unbridled laughter at the antics of Tarquin and the two moles rescuing the dozing Grub. The mousemaid had never been so happy in any of the life she could remember. The food, the delicious drinks, the food, the kind abbey creatures, the food, the good friends about her, and of course, the food. Never had she tasted such marvellous things, alternating between Bernard bread, blackcurrant pie, summer salad, cheese and nut flan, mint cream cakes, and honey-glazed preserved fruits. She held her own with the best trencher beasts. Dandan was showing off slightly for her benefit, tossing red currants up and catching them in his mouth. He was quite good at it.
"Here, watch this, Storm. Bet you can't catch red currants like me."
"Who can't? I'll show you. Watch."
Unfortunately, the giggly cordial had got the better of her. Storm tossed the red currant high and missed it completely. It bounced off Formal's head and lodged in the ear of Tree Rose, who was feeling tired and sulky.
"I've gone deaf in one ear. She threw something at me."
Formal flicked the offending red currant out onto the grass. Taking up a great spoonful of Otter's hot root soup, he held Tree Rose's nose and poured it down her open mouth.
"Yer, missy, he don't eat victuals by sticking him in he earlugs. Down thy mouth it should be a-going. Like this, little missus."
Tree Rose was not heard to complain again that night. She was too busy pouring cold water down her throat to kill off the taste of the Otter hot root soup, which it was said could thaw out an icy river in midwinter. Most of the eating was now over, as speeches began. Abbot Bernard thanked the friar for supervising the wonderful feast, also the helpers, layers of table, Gabe Quill for the excellence of the drinks, and all present for attending. In response, various creatures stood up to thank the abbot, toast Redwall, and congratulate their hosts. Roof Brush called for some dancing, but was silenced by an oat scone. Dancing and jigging was out of the question after having eaten so much. So the singing began. Never being backward at coming forward, Tarquin was up on his paws, chewing the last of a celery surprise as he tuned his Herolina. Finishing the food, he launched into the song of the long patrols.
"Oh, it's hard and dry when the sun is high and the dust is in your throat. When the rain pours down, you're fit to drown and soaks right through your coat. But the hares of the long patrol, my lad, stout hearts, they walk with me. over hill and plain and back again by the shores of the wide blue sea. Through mud and mire to a warm campfire, I'll trek with you, old friend. Over lea and dale in a roaring gale, right to our journey's end. Yes, the hairs of the long patrol, my lads love friendship more than gold. We'll share good days and tread long ways, good comrades, brave and bold.